come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Nick Wallace from J2 Construction, Harbor Springs, Petoskey area, said he has his hands on this Benelli Nova 20-gauge shotgun that he's donating to the kids this year at the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. He said, I asked him, can it shoot slugs too or just buckshot? He said, I believe so. There's different chokes in the package as well. So thank you so much, Nick. Greatly appreciate that donation to the kids. One lucky young person is going to get that shotgun, and that's something they can use for the rest of their lives. 20 gauge is perfect. So thank you very much for doing that. Again, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link. Goshen. Goshen Incorporated. Remember the Chinese Communist Party's corporation wanting to build that big factory down in Big Rapids? Well, Goshen says it's recouping monetary damages from Green Charter Township, being that it may be the more appropriate avenue given its massive electric vehicle battery factory project that is no longer viable. The company alleges that the township breached a valid binding contract and is liable for, quote, significant monetary damages, end quote, which Goshen now intends to seek by filing a lawsuit, which they did Tuesday, 2 days ago, in the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which asked the parties on January 5th to opine on whether Goshen's lawsuit against the township is moot or not. What harm, if any, has been done? Well, in its filing, the township said the matter is moot and that there is no relief that would facilitate Goshen's proposed project. The township places the responsibility for the failed project on Goshen, and also notes that the Michigan Strategic Fund memorialized this reality in its September letter, finding Goshen in default of its grant agreement. Now, because of their default, Michigan Strategic Fund is seeking to recover $50 million in taxpayer subsidies. money they've already given Goshen, but they never built the plant. Why? Because the people of Green Charter Township protested, stood up, fought Goshen, fought the governor, fought the Michigan Strategic Fund, and didn't grant its use of the property, even taking out the elected officials that approved the project. Folks ran and won and replaced everybody on that township board. Well, this is a very interesting story because now there's consequences and they plan to sue and want to be reimbursed, as well as the Michigan Strategic Fund wants their money back as well. Very interesting story. We'll continue. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Continuing on with this story, Goshen Incorporated seeking damages from Green Charter Township for their failed electric vehicle battery factory, filing a lawsuit in the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Well, it's kind of interesting because this is the consequence of Goshen's own inaction. It obtained the preliminary objection it sought, yet after over 18 months, had not requested the township to take a single action. This comes from the filing from their attorney, Robert T. Doobie Jr., who represents Green Charter Township. Indeed, Goshen has taken no action on its property for at least 120 days. Goshen appears to have abandoned its Michigan plans in favor of expanding its Montana, Illinois factory to replace this failed plant, the attorney said in his filings. John and Julie down in Bay City, what are the chances that the monies can't be refunded? That the Chinese keep the land in trade for unrefunded dollars? That would be one way to keep a foothold in the real estate sense. Good point. Well, the attorneys they hired to file the lawsuit, Goshen's attorney K. Scott Hamilton, Dickinson Wright in Detroit, argued that any attempt to move forward would be futile, as the township and its supporters have made it abundantly clear they will fight the project. Hamilton's court filing quotes the township clerk, Corey Rebo, who was quoted in November of 2023 News Nation story saying, "We just plan on making it as difficult as possible for them to continue with this project. They don't even have a site plan. They don't have permits yet, and we're not their friends." Well, the appellate court follows oral arguments that started back in May of 2025, in which Goshen, a subsidiary, of China's Goshen High Tech Company Limited, argued that the township's breach of its contract would result in other breaches and affecting interlinking contracts. Well, the township attorney argued an injunction order that the township's board to comply with the development agreement unconstitutionally compels legislative action. The agreement made between Goshen and the board members were later recalled, backing the bus up all the way to May of 2024. U.S. District Judge Jane Beckering ordered the township's board to meet its obligations under the agreement. Well, an activist elected official, United States Congressman John Molinar, been fighting this project from day one, called Goshen's intention to seek monetary damages as a new low, as basically it's seeking to bankrupt the township, and said the company will stop at nothing to build a plant that no one wants. The people of Mecosta County and the state of Michigan have thoroughly rejected this project, but it's still trying to hold the town and the township hostage. So, very interesting story. We'll continue to follow it and basically see where this goes. Another story, kind of interesting. Frustrations over how the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services classify rural areas dominated Tuesday's House Appropriation hearing. State Representative Phil Green, Republican of Millington, State Representative Cam Cavett, Republican of Sheboygan, challenged the department on the criteria used to determine whether Michigan counties for sweeping new federal rural health transformation dollars. The exchange came as lawmakers reviewed Michigan's participation in a Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Rural Health Transformation Programs, which gives states 2 years of planning support before a later implementation period. Well, MISHDA is currently in the planning stages after responding to the CMS Notice of Funding Opportunity last fall. Representative Green signaled early skepticism about the eligibility criteria and the metrics being used by the Health Resources and Services Administration to determine rural status, asking whether common sense, quote unquote, was applied, referring to Wayne County being considered as rural. He ruled that the current definitions used to determine rural status could undercut the program's value by not awarding money to the counties that need it the most. Green also pointed out how Wayne County was awarded the same rural status as Lapeer County, and at the same time, St. Clair is not considered rural compared to even Oakland County. Well, Representative Cam Cavett echoed the same concerns, sharing his worries about the rural Northeast region he represents. Some counties, he said, have to drive an hour, hour and a half to get to an emergency room. He added that some counties have no neonatal care and that he has a county with the highest poverty rate. But yet I see what's going on, that we have to compete with partial counties such as Wayne, Cavett said. Well, Beth Nagel, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Senior Deputy Director, emphasized that rural designations vary widely across federal agencies and said that the CMS did not impose a single definition, instead directing states to determine who qualifies as being rural areas. Michigan proposals relies on healthcare-specific rural classification developed by the Federal Office of Rural Health within the HRSA. She also stated that the initiative is designed to guide long-term rural health planning, not to provide immediate financial relief. That's why we've implemented a 2-year planning phase focused on identifying gaps, workforce needs, and the system inefficiencies before we actually implement the funding. Well, State Representative Donovan McKinney, Democrat from Detroit, pushed back on the criticism of Wayne County's inclusion, arguing that rural areas need money even in larger populated counties like Wayne. While the majority of Wayne County, he argues, is actually more rural than some of northern Michigan's counties. I don't know what he's talking about there. You got the city of Detroit, dude. What does Cam Cavett's Sheboygan have? Downtown Sheboygan? I mean, as far as large cities' population goes, there's no comparison. So with all due respect, Donovan, I don't agree with your argument. Well, McKinney said he took issue with what he described as lawmakers harping on Wayne County. and that this debate reflects broader concerns about healthcare access coming from the federal level. He went on to say that the transformation program is being used to offset federal policy changes that have strained healthcare access, but replaces it only at a fraction of the lost funding. Well, State Representative Cam Cavett, love this statement. Cavett maintains that Wayne County should not be considered a rural county, and that such status is, quote, an insult to everyone living up north, end quote. So, good comment, Cam Cavett. Way to go to fight for Northern Michigan. I can't believe that they're even trying to list Wayne County as a rural county. I mean, that's, to me, that's insanity. Yes, it has a large rural area, but if you look at population, sorry, folks. What do they got now in the city of Detroit alone? 670,000 people? I got a very simple question. How many state representatives does Wayne County have? That one county, Wayne County, how many? Three, four, five? Cam Cavett represents multiple counties. We've got one state representative representing, what, three, four, five, six counties? And we've got one county that has five state reps. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, we'll continue to follow this story. This is very, very interesting. Yep. It's all about the money, and it's lots of it. I agree with John and Julie. Absolutely. Well, we've got a few other stories we're going to get to here before the end of the show for today. Let's see, do I have time? Yeah, let's get started on this one. Republican lawmakers relieved at efforts to recoup federal funding. Attorney General Dana Nessels said yesterday she believes Republican lawmakers are relieved that she's brought legal challenges to the Trump administration once they learn of the widespread devastation that would occur if she hadn't done it. Nessels' efforts includes filing now up to 45 lawsuits where she's recouped or preserved $2.2 billion in federal funding. And those numbers represent only the actions that she can, quote, easily quantify. The Republicans won't say this, but they're relieved that we brought these lawsuits and relieved that we actually won them, Nessel said, noting that she's very confident the legislative efforts to curb her office's abilities to initiate lawsuits have not been successful. It didn't matter if you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, a man, woman, or parent, every single one of us would have been impacted had I not filed the lawsuits. We'll continue the story on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number three. We'll be right back.